This is the Composer's Datebook for November 1st. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1948, Maestro Ephraim Kurtz led the first subscription concert of the newly reorganized Houston Symphony Orchestra. The orchestra was founded in 1913, but after struggling through the minor disruptions of two world wars and the Great Depression, the symphony's 1948 season marked its rebirth as a major player among American orchestras. Since then, the Houston Symphony's roster of music directors has included some of the 20th century's greatest conductors, Leopold Stokowski, Sir John Barbaroli, and Andre Previn, just to name a few. For their 1948 debut concert, the new Houston Symphony commissioned and premiered a work by Aaron Copland, a concert suite adapted from his latest film score. Copland had gone to Hollywood early in 1948 to write the music for the cinematic version of John Steinbeck's novella, The Red Pony. Steinbeck himself prepared the screenplay, and Copland spent 10 weeks writing about an hour's worth of music for the new film, which was scheduled for release in 1949. And so his 1948 concert suite from The Red Pony debuted even before the movie itself. The Houston Post's review called Copland's suite clean, joyous, ingenious, and irresistibly spirited, and correctly predicted, Mr. Copland's Red Pony has grand little gates and will stand playing again here and in a lot of other places. For more on Copland's many winners, the place to show you is our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.